You are listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops, on hoopfeed.com.
Hi, everybody, and I make no bones about it. The next guest on Dishin' and Swishin', I am a huge fan of her game. I've said it all along since she was a junior at Notre Dame. I said it when she's been playing her behind off all season last year and this year. And I'm pleased to have Kayla McBride on Dishin' and Swishin' now. Kayla, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, Kayla, first things first, you know, I was the one that last year was saying that I thought you kicked stuffed Husky pups getting ready for UConn. but that just extends to all the big games. It just seems that, you know, watching last night against Tennessee, yeah, you are certainly a big game player. I mean, how do you personally feel about the big game atmosphere?
I think I feel comfortable in it. I think coming out of high school and playing the state championship games and you get to Notre Dame, it's the biggest stage of them all. And I don't know, I like that feeling. I like going in with confidence. I like making big plays. I like getting my teammates involved. I think it's just my competitive nature that kind of comes out. I like to motivate my teammates, and I just want to win. And, you know, the big games are where big players come out, and that's just it's just something that I'm comfortable with doing.
You know, let's talk for a second about last night's game, you know, the 86-70 win over Tennessee at, you know, a 13,000-plus filled Thompson Bowling Arena. Now, reading the write-ups post-game, Michelle Vopel on ESPN wrote that the Irish fell behind by 12 in the opening half, but they seem to have faith that even when things didn't start out well, they will not only be able to fix them, but gain the upper hand. Is that exactly how it feels?
Yeah, I think definitely as a senior, I think we've been through a lot this senior class and with three Final Fours, and it takes a lot for us to get shaken. We've been in a lot of NCAA tournament games. I think that's what Tennessee felt like last night, the atmosphere and everything. It felt like that, and I think that we came in and we were never shaken. I think that we knew that we just had to come out and execute our game plan. Tennessee was making every shot in the first half. We knew they were coming out with a lot of energy and a great atmosphere, and we just had to buckle down and just execute our game plan.
Well, I'll tell you, the defense in the second half, holding them to about 25% shooting, that was impressive. How important to you guys is the defense that end of the game? Because offensively, you guys can light it up, but it seems defensively, you guys are really in tune this year to shutting people down.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just the difference in the first half and the second half was we got Jewel and Lindsay back on, and they give us great ball pressure up front, and we have some great people to slide over in our rotation in the back. So I think that it kind of initiated our offense and got our transition going and allowed us to get a rebound and go, and that's what we're comfortable at, and that's what allowed us to push it out to the big lead in the second half.
And how's Jewel doing today?
She's doing good.
The ankle doesn't seem
a lot better.
You worry?
Yeah,
good.
No, she's all right. She's tough. She'll be fine.
Good. Now, let me ask you a question. This week, you were added to the mid-season list for the Wooden Award, but the other highlight that has to jump out at you is being selected for the U.S. Senior National Team pool for the World Championships and the Olympic Games. Now, first of all, congratulations, and how excited are you about that?
Oh, thank you. And, I'm definitely excited. It's just humbling just to be mentioned with players like Sue Bird, Candace Parker, Diana Taurasi. It's unbelievable, and I worked really hard to get there, and I'm just going to make the most of my opportunity.
So when you were there this summer, what was when you walked in there, what was the time when you looked around and said, wow, I can't believe this?
I think it's just when we started playing 3-on-3 and just being able to see how many scorers are out there. You know, it's a lot different than college. I think that there's a lot of nerves coming in. And then also just when you see the other collegiate athletes there. I saw Kalina, Steph Dolson, Brianna Stewart, you know, people that I'm familiar with and that I played against and with, and it was comforting that way. But just as soon as your first shot goes in, I think you kind of feel, you know, it's the same game that you've been playing since you were little, and just to kind of go out there and play my game. There's nothing to lose, and just to go out there and play hard.
So I got to ask the question. How was it to look across and see Ariema coaching you instead of against you?
It was a little different. You know, he threw some comments at me, but, you know, he's a great coach. I respect him. I respect his program. And, you know, UConn's a great team. Played against them. But it was a cool experience. I know I've heard a lot of good things about Coach Ayama and his coaching style, and I was happy with it.
Well, now, since you gave me the perfect lead in there, let's talk a little bit about this conference switch here. And now you played
okay.
3 years, and you were part of the Big East. You've been part of their history and stuff. How different does it feel this year to be a part of the ACC?
Well, I think we were part of the best conference last year at the Big East with the Louisville, UConn, of course. We had a great game every night. I think with the ACC, it's just a lot faster. You know, the teams are bigger, a lot more athletic. It's definitely a challenge for us, and it's going to be good for us, especially going to the NCAA tournament, having that experience.
So how many people did you have come down to the Pitt game?
I had a lot of people there, a lot of family, a lot of friends, a lot of people in my high school. It was just all of the Erie community, and I was really appreciative of that.
Well, you played a great game too. I mean, now your shooting percentages are up this year. Obviously, the scoring was going to have to go up with Skylar not being there anymore. But it's the rest of the game that's really been impressive so far this year that I could see. I mean, especially the 3-point shooting. It's clear that you put in a lot of time on that.
Yeah, definitely. I think something that Coach expected out of me at the end of the year meeting was just to do more. You know, with Sky being gone, there was a lot of things that I had to step up and do. We have a freshman point guard. You know, just have to take a little bit of pressure off of her with the assist and then score and rebound. That's always been my job. So it's just a little bit more. And as a senior, I was ready to take on that role.
How much and how comfortable are you in that leadership role that Skylar used to, you know, be so, you know, clearly out in front of the team?
You know, I think over the summer we worked a lot on it. It was something different for me because I'm not as vocal as a lot of other people are, but, you know, it's something that I had to adjust and I had to grow up with, and I think, you know, overall I'm just getting better day by day.
You know, and having a Chunwa out there as a vocal partner isn't such a bad thing either.
Yeah, definitely. She's definitely an enforcer. She knows what she's doing out there. She's one of the smartest players I've played with, and, she helps me out a lot.
You know, I will admit that I was one of those people at the start of the year that just said that, you know, Skylar was such a focus on this program and such a force on the court that I wasn't so sure that you guys were going to be able to be as good this year. But what I've seen has been amazing. And talk to me about the difference quickly between your team this year and last year, what you think is and why the team is looking so strong.
I think last year we relied so much on Scott. And, you know, it wasn't a bad thing because we were still winning games. But I think this year everybody kind of stepped up with their role. I think if you look at our bench with Madison Cable, Taya Reimer, Caleb Mabry, they're doing so much more than they were last year. And that's something that we've talked about. And, you know, they've come in every day ready. And I think that that's a really big thing for us because, you know, we know that the veterans are going to be there. We know Jewel's going to be there. L.A., she's a freshman, but she's going to be there. But we need those other people coming off the bench. And I think they're doing a great job with that. I think that's why we've been so successful, because of our bench.
I think you're absolutely right. I will admit that, you know, one of the things I've noticed is the team is deeper this year. And it's basically mostly the same cast of characters with a couple of additions. But you guys are just playing, the bench players in particular, just playing with so much more confidence. So you're getting ready to take ownership of this big Monday night thing, huh, with this with another one on this upcoming week?
Yeah, against Maryland. Looking forward to it.
Now, you and Alyssa, let's talk about that matchup real quick, since this will air right before the game on Thursday.
Okay.
So what are you thinking about Alyssa Thomas as a matchup?
I think Alyssa Thomas is a great player. I've known her since we were in high school because she's from Pennsylvania as well. She's strong. She's very versatile. She can do a lot of different things on the court. She's a walking double-double, in my opinion. I think that she's one of the best players in the country. She's going to be a tough matchup for us. You know, I think we just have to go out and kind of just execute our game plan. We can't really worry about the competition.
Two last questions. First one, does it bother you that you're not going to get a chance to prove that you're the number one team in the country until the tournament, not playing UConn during the regular season this year?
I'm definitely going to miss playing UConn. You know, I think that's a great game. It's great for women's basketball. I love the competitiveness between us. I think we have a great history, great rivalry. But, you know, there's room to create more rivalries with Duke, Maryland, Virginia, all those different types of teams. And we're excited about that. We're definitely going to miss playing UConn.
Well, I think it's more like the old days, which, of course, you're too young to remember, when the teams in the finals never played each other 82 times. like it was.
I didn't mind playing them a lot, though. I thought it was a great game. I just thought there was so much intensity and so much around it and surrounding it that it was a great game to go into, especially as, you know, it was usually a 2-3 matchup, a 1-2 matchup. And it was a great game for college basketball, especially women's basketball.
Players like you always live for those types of games. There's no question
about it. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, last question, and don't tell anybody that I asked you this, because I know you're not allowed to look beyond the next game, but how cool is it going to be when you hear with the first round draft choice, X team selects Kayla McBride for the WNBA?
it'll definitely be something that I've dreamed about since I was little. It's something that you aspire to be as a college basketball player, especially as a women's college basketball player, to get to the WNBA, and I'm looking forward to it. But I'm still just trying to live in the moment, trying to stay where I'm at right now, not just Notre Dame as a senior captain, and I'm just looking forward to finishing out the season strong.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching the rest of your college career and then beyond that, obviously. Kayla, congratulations on what's been a great start, and I will tell you, I've been very, very impressed with the Irish and with your leadership. You know, congratulations, and keep up the good work, and we'll see you in the Final Four.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.